Proverbs 3, verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. There are times of anticipation in a person's life that are almost beyond our ability to bear. Christmas time is like that for the children. They wonder what's in that big box with their name on it. They can hardly wait to open it, and their expectations know no bounds. The young girl who has fallen in love has the same keen sense of anticipation as she wonders if this will be the day her young man will pop the question and slip a ring on the third finger of her left hand. This verse has two words in it that call forth that same line of emotion and excitement. It speaks of the person who is expecting an inheritance. The person knows it's coming, and he can hardly sleep. How much will it be? When will it arrive? What shall I do with it? Little else is on the person's mind as he anticipates its arrival. The other word is the word promotion. Here again we have a word that puts a person on the edge of his chair. Am I about to be promoted? What will my new responsibilities be? What sort of salary goes with it? Will I like my new job? Will I be able to handle it? Then there are some contrasting words in the passage. It speaks of the foolish. This is not the person of limited mental capacity, but the person who has, by his own will, and in spite of his better judgment, denied God. There are two psalms that speak of this person, the 14th and the 53rd. They both begin with the words, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Here is the scorner, the blasphemer, the proud and arrogant, who walk through the earth mocking the Almighty God. By way of contrast, this passage also speaks of the wise. These are not necessarily the people with great mental capacities or high IQs, but the person who is walking in submission to the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. In this great body of believers, you will find some of the great men of the world and some of the lowly. You will find the president of the university and the groundskeeper of the university. They are brothers in Christ who follow the Lord. The other two contrasting words are shame and glory. There is a passage in the book of Daniel that elaborates on this. "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. But they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." The inheritance of the wise is beyond words. He will experience the unlimited knowledge of God. There will be neither sin nor forbidden fruit. On the other hand, the promotion that awaits the foolish is eternal shame. Like the wicked and treacherous Hanan, who hanged on the gallows and became a gazing stock to the world. The psalmist said, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee."